We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center, Ron Peterson, President and CEO, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley with us this morning. And Ron, as always, we'll start with you with those latest statewide numbers.
Well, thank you, Brad. Good morning. The state of Arkansas has tested 15,702 individuals, and we have 14,546 negative results back. So that means that confirmed cases are up to 1,746. Just as a note on that, the percentage is about 7.3%. That's a really good percentage and very low percentage when you look at national statistics as far as number tested versus number positives. And so that's a good sign. We have out of those 1,146 positive confirmed cases, there are 73 that are hospitalized, 31 that are on ventilators. In Baxter County, we have tested 87 individuals, and there are four. And I know yesterday we thought that there were five, but there are four confirmed cases in Baxter County. And as a hospital system, we have tested 60, and we have 53 negatives, and we still have seven outstanding.
Ron, I understand even when Baxter Regional does have COVID-19 positive patients in your facility, when we get to that point, you'll still be able to provide essential healthcare services for non-COVID patients. How do you plan to do that?
Well, we will, Brad, and COVID-19 is a very serious and very contagious, as we all know, infectious disease. But we have taken care of contagious and infectious disease in the past here and currently do other ones in the hospital, whether it's going way back to when the swine flu was here or SARS was in and around or MERS, which both SARS and MERS are kind of sister viruses to COVID-19. Of course, I think everybody's heard of patients with MRSA, TB, flu. All those are infectious diseases. And what we do, obviously, is, and that's why we work so closely with the community, is we want to know immediately if somebody comes in with an infectious disease so we can immediately mask them and then also put them in isolation. And what isolation means is that they go into a room that has negative pressure, so the air in that room is not recirculating anywhere into the hospital or anywhere else in that room, but is being filtered and going outside. Then also, any individual that goes into that room obviously puts on personal protective equipment. And those individuals, you know, just like when you wear a mask, we're being advised to wear a mask, and when you wear a mask, a lot of that depends upon how you handle that mask. And so every individual that puts on personal protective equipment is trained here in the hospital thoroughly. We train everybody very carefully, so they're putting that equipment on and protecting themselves, but then also taking it off appropriately and protecting everybody else in the hospital. We have, when we transport the patients, of course, they're wearing the mask and we limit their number of transports. We have specialized cleaning equipment and chemicals, but we have ultraviolet lights. I think we've mentioned this on the show before. The ultraviolet lights, now this is a pretty high-tech medical term, but it zaps the room. but it really does. We turn it on. It's in the room for about 20 minutes, and it kills any and everything that's in the room and does just a more thorough cleaning than anybody can ever do by hand. And so we have those lights, and we've actually put on order to purchase extra lights for those. So we put a lot of training into our staff. We're prepared to take care of that COVID patient. And what I want you to know is that then we're also not only prepared to take care of that COVID patient, but to take care of our other patients and to continue to provide high-quality care. I think if you look across the state with 73 people in the hospital across the state, obviously they're in several hospitals across the state, and so it's not only us, but other hospitals are also taking care of COVID patients and other patients at the same time.
Okay, Ron. Stephanie, of course, we're heading into the weekend, not any weekend, though, not a normal weekend. Of course, it is Easter. Do you have some recommendations or tips for our listeners?
Yep, it's the same basic precautions that we need to keep taking, and two, I don't want people to get complacent with, I know the governor is saying that these numbers are not increasing as high as they thought that they would, and that's a great thing, and that's because we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. So please don't get complacent and start thinking that you can go out and do more and not follow the basic precautions. Please keep that up. That's why the numbers are the way they are. But the main things we need to do is hand hygiene. Don't touch your face unless your hands are clean. That's social distancing. Please don't travel. Please don't visit the elderly. Keep doing those things.
Stephanie, are you guys still in need of the handmade masks, hats, and the foot booties?
Yes, we are accepting any and all donations, and we thank the community so much for all of that. We are putting that all to good use. We will take whatever we can get. And if anyone needs the pattern that we are using, they can go to the BaxterRegional.org website and then click on Foundation, and then there's COVID-19 Pandemic Needs, and there are patterns on there that we are accepting.
How do folks get these to you?
The screeners at the doors are accepting those, and then they're going to our cardiopulmonary department.
Okay. Ron, I know we're going to be changing things up a little next week for our interviews. What do you want to tell our listeners what the plan is as we move forward?
We are, Brad. We have big plans and exciting things, but we are going to change next week to go into 3 days a week. We're going to be on the air Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We want to continue to provide you updates and keep you informed, and we want to continue to answer your questions, so please keep submitting those questions.
Okay. Anything else, Ron, from you or Stephanie?
I think just kind of what Stephanie always says, and that is stay at home, don't roam, and especially this Easter weekend.
You bet. All right. Ron, Stephanie, we appreciate you guys. We're going to check in with Tobias. We'll let you go, though. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ron and Stephanie, let's check in with Tobias this morning, Tobias Pugsley. And Tobias, I guess you're in the parking lot right now with a special group of people, right?
I am, Brad. Good morning. I'm down here on Hospital Drive, right as you come up the hospital, with a group that has been out here praying for the hospital for a couple of weeks now, and that's C3 Church. And, I don't think it's any coincidence, Brad, that as COVID-19 is knocking on the door here in Baxter County, that it's also simultaneously Easter weekend. And whether you believe or not, the story of Easter is about rising up. So I'm down here, and I'm visiting. Next to me is Kelly Smith with C3 Church. Kelly, how did this all get started?
Well, it was laid up on our pastor's heart to help in one way or another with the nurses and doctors, everybody at the hospital that are on the front lines with this disease, that there seems to be no cure. It is taking lives and making people very sick. So a bunch of us, as you can see here, got together. We've come out here and show support with prayers, showing that with our emergency blinkers on and everything else, that we do care. We are acknowledging what they are going through. They're in our prayers and hearts and everything else. Keep up a good fight, that we all pull through this together with the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And you'll notice that, Brad, right as you come up Hospital Drive, there's about 10 orange cones right here on the bottom side of the parking lot that mark that, and it is packed. There are people out here. I can't even count them all. The flashers are going, and I think they're encouraging other people to come down and join as well every morning. What time do you guys get started?
6:30.
And it goes until?
7:15.
6:30 until 7:15 every morning. All right, and also, I understand you guys are doing something pretty big on Monday as well.
Yes, sir. Our pastor came up and asked anybody who would like to participate. We will meet over at the Bomber parking lot by 9:45 Monday morning. We are hoping for at least 75 cars. We will get help with the sheriff's station and everything else. We're going to come over here and completely encircle the hospital and have the show of support.
Well, you have no idea how much we appreciate that, Kelly. And I've asked Kelly, as we head into Easter weekend, just to say a prayer of protection over the community during this weekend.
Lord, we just come to you this morning and hope that you will lower your healing hand over the ones who are fighting this infectious disease for us, the nurses, the doctors, and everybody else who is involved. Lord, we are doing our best for social distancing, not to spread this disease that is taking lives and making people very, very sick. Lord, we just ask that you be with the ones who are helping any way they can, come out here and show support any way they can. The churches and everything else, all small business been shut down. The people that is hurt financially and everything else, Lord, just bless them, heal our land and heal their souls and our hearts, and be with the ones who are directing all this and guiding us and fighting us the best that they can. For your precious Holy Son's name we ask this. Amen.
Kelly, C3 Church, you have no idea what this means to the people of the hospital to see you as we drive up every morning. It's really motivational. We thank you. And, Brad, we thank you as well.
All right. Tobias, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. All right, again, Tobias Pugsley, Stephanie Free, Ron Peterson this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.